Right, good morning, fellow patriots. I know this is going to probably seem like an odd thing for me to decide to come back and do another morning roast based on, but here goes. With all the things going on, all the issues that hit the headlines on a daily basis and so forth, here's the thing that is concerning me at one of the highest, maybe the highest levels, mainly because it is not about who's in the White House, who's in Congress, any of those kind of things. It's a longer lasting issue, and it's a more permanent issue. And it is about the religious state of the planet. And I say it that way because we have reached a time, in my opinion, and I think my opinion's pretty good, on this subject, when you really take a good look at it, we have reached a point on this planet where, regardless of what the religion is, it is warped. It is contaminated with secularism. Let me give you a good point. Let's look at Christianity. Since it seems to be the big issue, people want to focus in on the Islamic faith, okay? The religion itself is not what is causing the problems with terrorism, right? I think most rational people understand that. It is not the religion that's doing it. It's the religious practices that they have put into place that is causing the stirs, that causes the terrorism and so forth. Same thing going on with Christianity. It is not the religious background. It is not its origins. It is not its God. None of that is the problem with modern Christianity. It is the practices that have been put into place. Okay, now let me explain where I'm going with this. Let's look at just the Catholic scandal. Now, I've been researching and working on this, developing this for a long time. This is why I have not brought this part out fully, and I'm still not prepared to bring it out fully on Catholicism. But I can say this much. It is not the first century iteration that they tell you that it is. Catholicism really didn't begin until around the 3rd or 4th century AD. Okay, and when I say Catholicism, I'm referring to the capital C Catholicism. Short version of that, the papacy, cardinals, bishops, all of that type of thing. Okay? When you get into your sacraments, your confessionals, and so forth, the rosaries, all of that thing. None of that comes from first century Christians, from the original disciples who walked and lived and ate with face to face with Jesus. None of those elements that you see that are focused on within Catholicism come from the first century experience firsthand with Christ. And anybody can attempt what they want to argue that, but they're going to be wrong. You're not going to find it. It is not in any of the first century writings. It is not a part of the original church. But it has become the centerpiece. You're not going to find elaborate churches. You're not going to find gold-laden items, expensive architecture. You're not going to find penance, atonements. None of that is going to appear in first century Christian life. But it has become the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church wants to tell you that the papacy is a descendancy of Peter and blah, 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 blah. They can believe anything they want to believe, but they're not going to find scriptural evidence for that. It's not there. It doesn't exist. So when people talk about being Catholic, and I've heard Catholics and others in the Christian faith make these comments that I'm Christian, not Catholic. Think about that. People say that and they don't think about how serious that comment is. They're subconsciously admitting that Catholicism is not Christianity. But the world is told that the Catholic Church, run from Rome, from the extremely walled and protected Vatican, which is considered its own country, its own sovereignty, the world sees that as the center of Christianity. It's not. It isn't. Now, it has been the universal church, hence the word Catholic, which means universal. It has been that. But it was the church that was running the political state for centuries. The church that they were focusing on became the political, became the government force. And it molded history that way. But it is not first century Christian structure. Now, you throw in all the centuries of papal sick rituals. The pedophilia that we're reading about and hearing about, the hundreds and hundreds of priests being indicted for things, the allegations across the planet, the third highest seat in the Catholic Church found guilty of sexual abuses. All of that is not new. That's not 21st century stuff. That's been in the papacy throughout the centuries. Look it up. Research it. You will find many, many, many dark days within the Catholic Church. Popes have dug up previous popes, put their corpses on trial for things. They've burned each other on the stakes. They have worshipped all kinds of crazy things. And you look at the architecture today surrounding the Catholic Church and you find many demonic, satanic, occultic symbols. So when I talk about the Catholic Church is evil, please don't misunderstand me and say, he said Christianity is evil. I'm not saying Christianity is, I'm saying Catholicism is. And I'm not blaming the individual worshipers, I am blaming the church structure. The Catholic leadership is extremely corrupt and has been for centuries. It is false. And it leads people through all of these things that they do, they feel they have to do, or they won't get their resolution in the end. They won't get heaven. When Scripture clearly tells you that it is not by your acts that you get there. But all of these things that people have been doing, I mean, this just came up in the news yesterday. Yesterday. Because a fourth grader gets emotionally abused by a teacher because the teacher, not knowing any differently, tells him to wipe off the ash on his forehead that he was using to symbolize and to begin Lent, again, a Catholic process, again, which does not appear in the New Testament at all. It's a Catholic creation of putting ash on your forehead. The rituals have become more important than the faith. Okay, so that's Catholicism. Now, so that you don't believe that I'm just anti-Catholic, let's skip over to the Protestant division of Christianity. Now, those of you that know the history, Protestantism was anything that opposed the Catholic Church or the established church at the time. They were protesting. Okay, now there are people that are, everybody that is of a Christian faith that is not Catholic technically is considered Protestant. That's your Southern Baptist, your Methodist, your Episcopalians, your Lutherans, your everybody, all of these folks, okay? Now, you look in each of those individual denominations. You look within, let's look at the Baptists. Southern Baptists have had a major issue with some 700 plus youth ministers being accused of sexual misdeeds. Hey, these are youth ministers. That isn't any less of a scandal, isn't even any less of an issue than the Catholic priests and nuns and so forth that have abused children through the centuries. It is in the Baptist issues as well. Methodists, looking at the LBGQT everything list and not coming to common ground, which is interesting because the idea with Methodists is that they have a mutual understanding, but they can't come to that mutual understanding over issues of the gay community. Churches, regardless of what name is on the board outside of their building, are afraid to talk about necessary issues. They tell themselves, and they allow the community to tell them, and they allow the governing bodies around them to tell them that they cannot talk on certain issues. And they've given into that. And they refuse to talk about anything that will hurt someone's feelings, that might make someone not want to come back to their church again because they need the almighty dollar to keep going. They need that support. So they will not hurt anyone's feelings anymore. And they hide behind this idea that, well, we don't need to beat them into submission. We don't need fire and brimstone. That's old school. That's the Puritanism days. That's back when people believed in the witchcraft and things of that nature. Well, guess what, folks? Witches still exist. Now, yes, there was paranoia in the 1600s, 1500s, 1400s. Paranoia. I get it. Everything was a witch. Everything was demonic if it didn't work. I get that. But you watch television for one evening and tell me that there are not demonic things on the planet, that there are not people practicing witchcraft. Good luck. on standing behind that belief. Witchcraft, occultism, demonic sacrifices, all those things not only exist, but they are prevalent in our forms of entertainment. Music, movies, television, games. It's all there. But the churches don't speak on it. Churches don't bring up the issues of sexual immorality. Oh, they bring up the part you shouldn't be adulterous. They'll bring that up. But they won't bring up pedophilia. They won't bring up homosexuality. And if you're listening and you just got offended because I'm lumping homosexuality into the rest of this, guess what? It is immoral. It is a perversion of the natural state that we were designed by God to function as. It is. It's just as immoral and corrupt and unnatural as pedophilia is. Now, I can love a person who is addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to pornography. Those are addictions. And they have warped their existences. And these are things that you recover from for the rest of your life. I can also love the person who has these other things, the person that has these homosexual tendencies. I can even love the person who has a tendency toward an attraction to children. Do I love what they do? No. It turns my stomach. It makes my blood cold. But I do not, just as I do not approve of and support alcoholism, drug abuse, pornography, adultery, murder, theft. I also don't promote homosexuality, pedophilia, bestiality. If you can speak on these other issues from a church, you can speak on the ones that are seriously affecting the planet. The largest epidemic of issues that we have on this planet, and all you have to do is watch the news for 30 seconds. Flip through your phone for a few minutes. On a daily basis, you're hearing more of this. The number one epidemic on the planet is sexual immorality. More centers of events are based off of allegations of people having sexual abuse issues, regardless of what form that abuse is in. It's rampant. Human trafficking centers on it. But so does the entertainment industry, and they're burning down. You see it. You see people like R. Kelly, who are literally have become irrational in their pleading for their life because of what they have been doing with their lives. The new issue now is people shouldn't be listening to Michael Jackson's music as a result of this documentary that's just come out. As if we didn't know that these things were going on when he was still alive. But we chose to ignore it. We were entertained by him, and so we ignored his personal life. People still want to defend him. People are still wanting to defend R. Kelly. People still want to defend Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey. But the churches don't bring any of this up. None of it up. And they certainly don't want to bring up these things that are rapidly happening within their own congregations. These things that are happening within their music industry. Yes, the Christian music industry. Your people who are embedded within human trafficking issues, sexual trafficking issues, the churches, the traveling music groups, the ministries, the evangelists that have all been caught up in scandals. But we don't talk about it. They don't talk about it because they feel they can't. They're going to offend someone. They don't talk about what happens in their own church because they don't want to reveal what happens in their own church. The issue shouldn't be we're afraid to reveal it. The issue should be how are we going to end it? How are we going to fix it? Instead of the Catholic Church trying to cover up their pedophilia issue, they need to be seriously wiping out, scourging the problems within their church. The priests that are caught up in these things, the processes, the structure that is caught up in it. And see, here's the deal. None of these groups, whether they're Catholic or Protestant, none of them, and Muslims are included in this as well because they have their major scandals as well. Within their religious practices, forget terrorism, within their religious practices is a realm of homosexual activity, which is ironic considering they also claim a detestation of homosexuality. They claim that they are repulsed by it, but they have religious structures in place that allow them to participate in it. But they deviate and say, oh, it's a different practice. It's all right for them to have underaged concubine type situations with boys. It's okay for them to molest animals, to have bestiality, because it keeps them pure from doing something with a woman. It's all right for them to rape an infidel woman because she's not of their faith. And it keeps him pure for his Muslim brides. It's sick. But all of these faiths, all of them, the religious community as a whole does all of this. Promotes all of this within their own structures. They can't purge that out of their system because it is a part of their system. Casting out individuals in any of this doesn't change the system that is in place. And so that takes me back to my original statement. Religion as a whole on the planet has become so secular, has become demonic. It is run by the world. It no longer fights for good. It may on the surface, but it does not deep down. We have reached a dark age that historically we've never seen before. Not to this level. All of this plays heavily into why we have to expose the darkness to the light. This is why it's become so deep in the last 2 to 3 years. This is why the battle has been so extreme. This is why the media has been on such an edge. This is why entertainment has been where it has been. This is why the politicians are fighting the way that they're fighting. This is why we are out here as individuals becoming a voice that we have never become before. Because we are facing a darkness that is being exposed, and it does not like being exposed. And you can't run to your church to find sanctuary from it, because the church is a part of the problem. And I know that's not popular to say, but it's true. It's not refreshing. It's not renewing. It doesn't make you feel good. And I understand that. But it's true. And somebody needs to be saying it. So I'm saying it. You cannot run to the church in this day as a body, as a community. You have to run to God individually. If you are in the middle of all of the Q activity and you are not in the chamber with God, you're not going to understand all of this, and you're not going to be able to deal with all of this. It's not going to happen, because it's not all going to work out for you. You're going to have your doubts. You're going to have your pullbacks. You're going to have your conflict that's going to happen with you and the community that you live in. And you're going to want to give in. You're going to want to back off. You're going to want to disbelieve some of the things that you're about to see or hear about. You're going to want to deny these things, because you don't have a direct relationship with God that's seeing you through it. But I'm telling you right now, the church as a whole, religion as a whole, is not, the way that it's structured today is not the answer. And please get me, I am a God-fearing Christian. I'm not telling you not to be a follower of God at all. I'm telling you, don't put your faith in the church body itself, in that religion in which you associate, in those practices in which they tell you you need to be indoctrinated. Do not put your faith there. You need to be in direct communication with God, not on the sideline, letting somebody else stand from a pulpit and tell you. Because even though there are truly God-fearing ministers out there, the vast majority of the communities are not allowed to speak appropriately on the subjects, and they should be. The pulpit is a place where politics should be brought up, because truth and light should be brought out within the church. But it's not. In most churches. Now I close on this. I love y'all. I don't know you, but I know what you are about to face, or may already be facing. Stand true. Stand firm. Have faith. Have faith in God. Not man. And know that we're all fighting this same battle. Where we go one, we go all. And that's never been truer. God bless y'all. Talk to you next time.